One of the Memchas Dvarim, so nicknames by him, is B'miyu Atayinug, not to have too much pleasure, too much enjoyment. Mefarshim ask, Medrash Shmuel and others, how that fits with the earlier Mishnah and that told us that Chayit Takachi Dakocha Shel Torah included V'chayit Sar Tishta, that a person should live a life of paining oneself. So how does that, only miyu Atayinug, one should have a certain amount of Tainug. So they explain, based on Rashi, that the concept of Chayit Sar Tishta is only for a poor person who doesn't have the means, so he shouldn't leave the Torah, even though Nebuch will have to live a very, very difficult life. So he has to live a Chayit Sar, should live a Chayit Sar in order to be able to himself to learn Torah. However, even for an Ashir who has the means, Mikol Makom, he should still have a Miyu at the Tainug, Ad Kedekach, as a Rebbe, as B'Shas Misaso, said about himself that he was not Nenim in Olam Hazeh at all, even though the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Lo Pasak, even though it says about him, Lo Pasak Me'al Shulchan Lo Chazeres Lo Kishos, he had everything on his table at all times. So how could that be? Why should that be? That even if one has the means, one should have Miyu at the Tainug. So I'd like to explain, based on what it says at the beginning of Nesiyas Yesharim, who explains that that one have miyu atainug shouldn't be thought of as supposed to be serious. We shouldn't be misanig on things at all. It's the exact opposite. We have it's an internal competition for the real tainug. Sha'adam be'emes lo nivra elo lisanig al Hashem v'yhanos mi zivshli naso, famous words that were put on this earth to enjoy being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the best, most enjoyable thing you could possibly find. So the truth is that it's a competition internally within the real Tainug, as opposed to these fake Tainugim along the way. Because Baruch Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability, besides in Olam Haba, is Rak B'Dveikus Abo Yisbarach. That is what's Tov. Anything else, we're missing the boat if we think we can get, if have other type of Tainugim and enjoy them. And the emes is, the real Tainug is Tainugim that we have to wait for. Hence, Oneg comes out Olog Shabbos, Me'ein Olam Haba, things that we have to work for and strive for, not just simply to settle for Tainugim of Olam Hazeh, rather to strive for a Tainugim of Olam Above, and you care about Elokim Litov, Achash Alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh.